This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Senate passed the $95 billion war aid package to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, sending the legislation to President Joe Biden after months of delays and debate
over how involved the United States should be in foreign wars. Both Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell talked about what this says about American resolve. First, Schumer.
Finally, tonight, after more than 6 months of hard work and many twists and turns in the road, America sends a message to the entire world. We will not turn our back on you.
And McConnell.
For months, our friends have watched to see whether America still had the strength that won the Cold War or the resolve that has underpinned peace and prosperity, literally, for decades. Our enemies have tested whether the arsenal of democracy is, in fact, built to endure. Well, tonight, the Senate will send a clear message.
U.S. President Joe Biden expected to quickly sign the legislation to start the process of sending the money to Ukraine. United Nations is calling for a clear, transparent, and credible investigation of mass graves uncovered at two major hospitals in war-torn Gaza that were raided by Israeli troops. A UN spokesman said Tuesday that credible investigations and investigators must have access to the sites. An independent panel reviewed the neutrality of the UN agency helping Palestinian refugees after Israel alleged that a dozen of its employees in Gaza had participated in Hamas's October 7th attacks. The panel released its report on Monday and made a number of recommendations for strengthening the neutrality of the agency known as UNRWA. Among them is a recommendation that it share its staff list with host countries. This is VOA News. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich will remain in jail on espionage charges until at least late June. A Moscow court on Tuesday rejected his appeal that sought to end his pretrial detention. The 32-year-old U.S. citizen was detained in late March 2023 while on a reporting trip and has spent over a year behind bars. Last month, his arrest was extended until June 30th in a ruling he and his defense lawyers later appealed. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian missile strikes that smashed a television tower in Kharkiv was part of the Kremlin's ongoing effort to intimidate Ukraine's second-largest city. Kharkiv has come under increasingly frequent attacks. Zelensky said the strike sought to make the terror visible to the whole city and try to limit Kharkiv's connection and access to information. The northeastern Kharkiv region straddles the approximately 600-mile front line where Ukrainian and Russian forces have been locked in battle for more than 2 years. European Parliament President Roberta Metsola is warning misinformation is an existential problem leading up to parliamentary elections in June. Details from VOA's Jeff Custer.
In an interview with the Reuters News Service Tuesday, Metsola said there is evidence of election interference attempts from Russia, Iran, and China. But she said there's also been domestic attempts to interfere through misinformation as well.
You have political parties, organizations simply living off disinformation and misinformation, that their voters are attracted by a lie about the European Union, by misinterpreting what is happening here.
Metsola said those efforts cannot be ignored, but instead they have to counter false narratives wherever they're found. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Global plastic pollution treaty talks hit a critical stage in Canada. More from VOA's Alexis Strope.
Thousands of negotiators and observers representing most of the world's nations are gathering in the Canadian city of Ottawa this week to craft a treaty to end the rapidly escalating problem of plastic pollution. Each day, the equivalent of 2,000 garbage trucks full of plastic are dumped into the world's oceans, rivers, and lakes. People are increasingly breathing, eating, and drinking tiny particles of plastic. Some at the talks think there should be less plastic produced. Oil and gas companies in some countries rich in these resources disagree. Most plastic is made from fossil fuels. Inger Anderson at the UN says it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to fix something everyone knows must be fixed. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Life-saving medication and equipment is dwindling or altogether absent in hospitals and clinics across Haiti's capital as brutal gangs tighten their grip on Port-au-Prince and beyond. They block roads, force the closure of the main international airport in early March, and paralyze operations there.